The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. Sup, bitch? Stern Jesus Show, live. Chapter 2, verse 23. I don't know if the graphic on last week's show was wrong. I think it might have been. I'm going back to check, because I really don't have time, and I fear what I might find. I feel like last week's show had the wrong number on the graphic. As you can see, I'm still in the St. Patrick's Day mood. It is the day after St. Patrick's Day here on the Stern Jesus Show and in the world, of course. I have a habit of sometimes doing specials after holidays. I don't know why. This is one of those times. I'm decked out in my St. Patrick's Day finery. If I was going, if I had friends and knew people and did interesting things, this is what I would have worn to a St. Patrick's Day party. Instead, I got it at a very, very reduced price because it is the day after St. Patrick's Day to deck myself out for you all. Got a scarf too. Hold on. Where the fuck's the scarf at? That's right. St. Patrick's Day scarf. What do you think of that? Thinking right now, I'm glad I don't pay to watch this show. That's what I'd be thinking. This is a Stern Jesus Show, day after St. Patrick's Day special. A lot of shit going on tonight. Drunk People on St. Patrick's Day. Also, Egg Boy. The Last Blockbuster. Some poll results from Twitter. Also, a health and beauty tip. We normally don't do those. I have one of those tonight. Also, some Harry Potter news, apparently. And some YouTuber, I guess, fucked his cat or did not fuck his cat or allegedly fucked his cat. Talk about all that coming up. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. The shows, the live streams are on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Follow me there to find the shows. StonerJesus.net for all other information on the show, audio podcasts, the audio version of the show, sponsor banners, all that stuff. This is a lot. This is a lot. I feel like I'm being choked. I feel like I'm being choked and not in a good, fun, I just paid to be choked sort of way. Kind of like I did not consent to this bullshit. I like the bow tie, though. It's snappy. I'll keep it. I'll take that off first so you can see it better. It's snazzy. That's right. That's fucking dumb shit. It's 4 minutes into the show. I've resorted to the dumbest shit imaginable. It doesn't matter, though. If you want to email the show and tell me how dumb I am, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook, and you'll become a hardcore fan of the show, or at least join the group where other hardcore fans of the show congregate, so you know what's going on. Sometimes I post shit there, sometimes I don't. The stuff I don't post, you'll never know about because I didn't post it. And also, of course, tweet us at StonerJesus420. Many, many ways to get a hold of the show. Earlier this week, I ran a poll on Twitter, because I was interested in how people consume cannabis and I don't think the results weren't surprising. They would have been surprising a few months ago. First, let me show you the results of the Twitter poll from earlier this week. And you see there, what do you prefer when it comes to cannabis? The different ways that you can ingest, so the different, I don't know how to put it, the different, not the different ways you can ingest, the different kinds of cannabis, I guess, you can ingest, like flower or vaporizer carts or cartridges or edibles or dabs. 160 votes, kept it up for a couple days on Twitter's. Flower was the number one choice with 71% said flower. 12% said dabs, 9% said vape carts, and 8% said edibles. Now, a few months ago, this result might have surprised me more. But in the last few months, I've gotten more into trying different types of vape carts and dabs. And that number being kind of low as compared to flower is not as surprising to me now as it would have been a few months ago. Those of you who use, who do dabs, and those of you who use vape carts especially, and I've seen various memes commenting on this, but especially with the vape carts, there's just something missing. Not the physical act of burning the flower or whatever, just there's something missing in the effect. It's not the effect's not full enough. It's not the full effect you get just by, you know, smoking a bowl or a bong or whatever, or even a blunt for that matter. It's, and one meme describes it as you're just not completely high. Like you're just not, you know where you're supposed to be and you know where you are, and you're like, there's some space, there's still some space there. There's something missing. Same thing with dabs. I know people love dabs. You freak the fuck out. I understand. But it's just not my thing. I mean, is that the old person thing to say? It's just not my thing. Kids these days with their dabs and their vape carts is just not my thing. But now, after several months of really trying a bunch of different vape carts and trying dabs as well more frequently, flower getting 71% does not surprise me. If someone were to ask me this question, I would have to say flower as well. And that's what most people said on the old poll with Stoner Jesus 420. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's where the polls are. That's where I put them, because that's where we have the most followers social media-wise. Social media links, by the way, at stonerjesus.net as well as a past episode of the show. And more. Ton of shit coming tonight. As I said, this first thing you may have seen, this video out of New Zealand. There's a massacre down in New Zealand, a church massacre, a Muslim mosque massacre. Guy came in, you know, he barely videotaped the whole thing, had a whole manifesto and a whole nine yards, and shot a bunch of people. This New Zealand senator or whatever, apparently he got on Twitter or social media and said, well, you know, it's a tragedy, but, you know, we do have a problem with, you know, Muslim extremists, and it pissed a lot of people off. So I guess he was trying to clarify his remarks in this video, and this kid behind him starts filming him. And then this kid decides to, for lack of a better phrase, take the law into his own hands, take the justice into his own hands. Now, I'm kind of cynical these days about the internet and about social media, but this really took me back to what the internet is about. This exchange, if you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't seen it, I don't know where the fuck you've been, but you haven't seen it yet, the exchange you're about to see, right? You're about to see it anyway if you have seen it before. All of you, the exchange you're about to see is what the internet is all about. The greatness contained in the back and forth here between this man and this kid, it's really great to see.
What I said was that a terribly unfortunate thing, a tragedy, but it's going to be eventually accepted or
kid's
expected
looking.
That these sort of things happen.
Yeah,
when
he's like,
when people are getting phone. Attacked in their own...
Bam! Egg and then punch! Egg, punch, punch! I'll show it again. Egg, punch, punch! There's another angle of him punching the kid. A couple left jabs. Kid went down. Kid got tackled. I hope that's security. I'm assuming that's security. He popped the egg in the back of that guy's head, and the guy wasn't having it. A little double left jab. Right to the face. That's fantastic. I mean, understandably, what the guy said pissed people off. And this kid hit him with an egg, pissed that guy off. And this guy was rightly pissed off as well. So he punched the kid who hit him with an egg. I probably would have done the same thing. I don't know. If you have nothing else at hand, you know, I don't have any eggs to retaliate with. I don't know if I went for the left jab. Might have went for just old good old fashioned right hook or a fake to the head and kick to the groin. It's always a favorite, a little bit of misdirection. Now, if we're going to break, we've got a lot of, this video I found on YouTube. This guy apparently just talked to a bunch of drunk people last year at St. Patrick's Day Parade, or a St. Patrick's Celebration at a college. Ton of drunk people on the street. He made a little documentary out of it, so we'll see, we'll watch some of that. And then next, after that, beauty tips and Harry Potter and the guy on YouTube allegedly fucks his cat. All of that, but first, let's take a little trip in the Wayback Machine to the last Blockbuster in existence.
Welcome to Blockbuster.
You're inside the last Blockbuster in the world.
This is inside it. This is our final stand.
Sandy Harding proudly remains at the helm of the last Blockbuster, located in Bend, Oregon.
I always laugh because people come in and say, oh my gosh, it still looks like a Blockbuster. And I'm like, well, of course it does. We are Blockbuster.
When Blockbuster first opened in 1989, one store opened every 17 hours and grew to 9,000 stores as part of a video revolution.
Oh, Blockbuster was the shit. Blockbuster was the shit. Going to Blockbuster, getting it, the whole fucking thing. It's an experience we don't have anymore with digital movies and all that, I understand. Even before that, really, Netflix was bringing shit to your house, so Blockbuster wasn't gonna last unless they changed the way they did things. By the way, there's still like a video store not far from me. It's called Family Video. They stay in business somehow, inexplicably. I don't know. I know how this Blockbuster stays in business. They're kind of like a tourist attraction, as they mention in the video.
The current smash hit, Captain Marvel, in a nod to 90s nostalgia, features its hero crashing through the roof of a Blockbuster store. Now tourists are flocking to this last remaining relic.
We couldn't come to Bend and not go to the last Blockbuster on Earth.
This couple is actually signing up for a new membership.
Brings back a lot of memories. Yeah, kind of grew up going to Blockbuster.
Longtime customer.
Oh, did you? I grew up going to Blockbuster. People say that like it's a big fucking deal. Oh, I grew up doing this. Look, I grew up jerking off too, but, you know, I prefer pussy to jerking off. You know, I could go to Blockbuster, but let's face it, if there was a Blockbuster down the street, I wouldn't go there. I would get my videos, my movies digitally, the way I do now. I'm not gonna sit here and say, oh, please bring back Blockbuster. I would go. I won't. As much as I miss it, I don't miss enough to leave the house. So I guess, really, the question can be asked, do I really miss it at all? I guess probably not.
Customers say nothing beats walking into the store, browsing, and picking up their movie in person.
Except sitting at home and smoking a joint, eating some fucking popcorn, and hitting two buttons and having your movie start.
This
just only that.
Teens renting the DVD dramas Everything Everything and Insurgent.
It just reminds me of when my kids were little. We just love coming in here.
So will there be a happily ever after for this last Blockbuster on Earth?
I would love to say we're going to be here forever, but sadly, I think that there probably will be, you know, a last day at some point. Not anywhere in the near future.
Keep them tourism dollars rolling in. Might stay afloat. Like I said, there's a video store here. Every time I drive by it, fucker's still open. I'm like, wow. How do they manage that? People are renting DVDs. Blu-rays. I don't know. I don't know why they would do that. But they do. So, there you go. The Stern Jesus Show. Chapter 2, verse 23. Our day after St. Patrick's Day special. It is awesome. We're celebrating. I don't care if it's the day after. I had a fucking St. Patrick's Day bow tie. We're doing this. Stern Jesus Show Live. Drunk St. Patrick's Day party people coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Turn that shit up, son. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R 420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out CoreLore. Click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at CoreLore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out CoreLore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. It's a few days until St. Patrick's Day, and we wanted to start a new tradition here on the show, and that would be St. Peter's pre-St. Patrick's Day drinking. So we have some liquor here lined up. St. Peter, are you ready for your
I'm ready. Jesus, let's do this.
Word.
Do this.
Line it up, intern.
What do we got here?
This time, James Beam. James Beam.
All right.
That's right. Good stuff.
Let's fill up shot number one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Fill it up.
There we go. That's good. All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you, intern.
Down the hatch.
Yeah. Let's do this.
That's right.
Let's do this, Jesus.
Right, do it.
Don't talk so much.
But the other one's fucking talking, man. There goes shot number one. There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You feel it?
Oh, that's fire.
Indeed.
You gonna do one, Jesus?
Oh no, I'm good, man. I'm a pussy.
All right,
lightweight.
All right. Fill me up again, intern. Fill me up again.
That's right. Him again,
Let's
intern.
Let's do this.
Let's keep this going.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's do this.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. I like a little bit more than before, intern. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. There you go.
Down the hatch.
Right. Down the hatch. There it goes. That's right. Pre-drinking on the Stoner Jesus Show Live. How was that?
Oh wow. Oh wow, Jesus. That's.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. It goes right to your brain, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There's another one there, intern. Don't be lackadaisical.
Mr. Beam. Mr. Beam's kicking my ass, man. Yeah.
Mr. Beam in the house.
Yeah, fill it up again, intern. Go ahead.
There you go.
Go ahead. Don't be stingy. You sure you're not going to take a shot, Jesus?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good,
man. I'm okay. I can drink enough for both of us, Jesus.
You do that.
Line it up, intern.
Yep, line it up.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Fire in the, my mouth hole.
What? That'd be a new catchphrase. I put that on a t-shirt. Fire my mouth.
Oh.
All right.
Like a trooper. Is it St. Patrick's Day yet, Jesus?
No.
Holy crap.
Still Sunday, man.
Holy crap.
That's right.
All right. You sure?
Go again, intern.
Why aren't you drinking, Jesus?
I'm self-conscious. I'm a pussy.
About my drinking like I'm some kind of alcoholic or something.
Nah, man, you're good.
It's Thursday. St. Patrick's Day is like...
Sunday.
Sunday.
Right.
Which is like 2 or 3 days. I don't know.
Basically.
Line it up there again, intern.
That's right.
Do it.
Keep it going, intern.
Do as I say, I am your master.
Well.
You won't get college credit for DeVry.
That's true.
Without my signature, bitch.
He does have to sign
it. Line up the, that's right, you tell your college homies about how you poured drinks for St. Peter. The legendary St. Peter. In my mouth, bitch.
He's in my mouth, bitch. That's hilarious.
Oh.
How was that, Peter?
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
You're fine?
Okay. Let's do this shit.
You look,
Yeah, you fucking pansy. You fucking pansy, Jesus. You're not drinking any. Fuck you, Jesus.
You're right, man.
Fuck you, Jesus. You fucking pansy. Yeah, another one.
Right on.
Let's do another one, intern.
Keep it going, intern.
Load the glass. Load the glass.
Did
I say that? Load the glass.
Sure, why not?
That's right. Here we go.
There you go. It's incredibly interesting for you, intern. You're going to need to know this information in college. How's that?
I think that might have been too much.
No, that can't be too much. Keep him going, intern.
Too much.
No, we got to do more,
no,
Peter.
No,
St. Patrick's pre-drinking, so. drinking. Let's do it.
I don't think so. I think, is it St. Patrick's Day yet?
No, almost. Come
it
on.
Is here?
Just keep
is
going.
Is it here?
No, it's not here yet.
I think I need to lay down, jeez.
No, you need another shot,
maybe
man.
One more.
There
maybe
you
one
go.
More. Hit me again, intern.
You're a trooper,
hit
Peter.
Earn your college credits, intern.
That's right.
Here we go. DeVry University. Big ups to DeVry University and their School of Broadcasting. Hells yeah.
That's right. More great broadcasters come from DeVry than any other technical college. How was that, Peter?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't think I can do any more, Jesus.
Oh, sure you can. Come on, it's almost St. Patrick's Day. Let's do this.
I don't think I can do any more, Jesus. I think it's about.
Come on, don't be a pussy like me. Come on.
That's about had it.
No.
That's about had it, Jesus.
That's not a sentence.
Oh, one more. All
right. Right.
You're a pussy, Jesus. You haven't taken any.
I am.
Good
call, intern. Keep it going. Just keep it going.
There we go. Intern, you've anticipated my needs greatly.
What do you
got? In this situation.
All right.
That's right. When I get inebriated, I use a lot of big words. Let's do it.
Do it.
In my mouth.
In your mouth. That is exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, I think I'm going to die now.
You all right, Peter?
Jesus. Intern, thank you for your services. You know,
Peter.
No longer be needed.
You all right?
No longer be needed.
Peter. Peter. Check his head at the console. Intern, check his pulse. How are we going there? He's alive? Okay. It's kind of a disappointment, but that's how we do St. Peter's pre-St. Patrick's Day drinking on the Stoner of Jesus Show Live. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it will become a tradition for many years to come. We'll be back.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Pear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry. On Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, boy. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Chapter 2, verse 23, the After St. Patrick's Day special. We are live on Twitter and Periscope, at StonerJesus420. Of course, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Go check us out there. Sponsor banners, past episodes, bunch of great shit. All of it can be found at stonerjesus.net. If you want to tell people about the show, direct them there. They'll find everything. They'll find these streams as well. There's a Stoner Jesus Show live page at stonerjesus.net. Links to all of the Periscope videos we have been live as we are right now. Of course, click those notifications on Stoner Jesus 420 on Periscope as well, so you know when we go live. They'll ding your phone or whatever happens with the technology you have. You'll know when we're here, like when we're doing a special about St. Patrick's Day, the day after St. Patrick's Day. So it doesn't matter. St. Patrick's Day is a state of mind. It's not a date. Well, it is a date, but it's also a state of mind when you're just you feel St. Patrick-y, I guess. And I'm not wearing my bow tie anymore. I do still have it. My scarf and this thing. This thing right here is cool. But like right there. There we go. Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Who wouldn't invite me to a St. Patrick's Day party? Of course you would. Look at that. My shenanigans. Be the life of the party. A lot of shit still to come, but in this segment, there's this guy on YouTube. Last year, he went to this college. He found a bunch of kids drinking, getting fucked up on St. Patrick's Day, so he interviewed a bunch of them, and he made about a half-hour documentary. We're not going to watch the whole half hour, but we will watch some of it. It's called Life of Jack on YouTube. Here's his documentary, at least the beginning of it, 2018 St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Hi, Mom. Yep. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hamilton! Hamilton! Woo!
Look at the streets. Look at the streets. You're telling me Kingston looks like this?
Go.
Holy fuck, it's so lit, it's out of control.
Holy fuck, world star!
Suck a dick or die trying.
Let me say, buddy, say you little slut!
What's up, guys? It's Jack. Today I'm at Wilfrid Laurier University right at Ezra Street, and it's a fucking shit show. Take a look at this.
Yeah, I do believe this is Canada A. Canada A. That Wilfrid Laurier or whatever it is, isn't that where that one chick was like, there was like a controversy there because she showed a Jordan Peterson video or something? I think it's the one. But also, apparently another side of the school is streets full of drunken Canadians on St. Patrick's Day, eh?
Right here, boy, we're trying to say we gotta live for the fucking boys! It's Saturday for the boys, bitch!
Okay, so everybody who's here right now is probably gonna get laid.
Bro, I think it's St. Patty's Day. I could be wrong. I don't know, though.
Go, 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 go.
Yo, Ezra 2018, the documentary, Laurier. This is going to be a 30-minute video. There's too much lit footage. I can't put it all in 10 minutes.
Too much lit footage, son.
Shout out to all the people, bro, that woke up this morning with one intention in mind, and that's to get fucked up. Okay, guys?
Oh, fuck. That was good, buddy. Thank you, sir. Respect, buddy. Respect. We're going to go into this crazy crowd of crazy people. What's the best way to have fun on St. Patrick's Day? You got your fucking sauce, eh?
Yeah! Party!
Bro!
You're fucking sauced, eh?
I'm so fired up. I'm about to shotgun this right now. Look, we're at Laurier, man. We're getting fucked up, bro. Let's go. I'm so good.
That's a wet one, eh?
Let's go.
Jack? I'm Jack, yes.
And this is your life?
This is my life, yeah.
Sad now.
My life is lit as fuck.
Wow. What's your channel called?
My life is lit as fuck, eh?
Oh, I can't read.
Andrew Street ain't got nothing on me. Police ain't got nothing on me.
What's the best way to have fun on St. Patrick's Day, buddy?
All right, the best way.
I didn't know there were so many black people in Canada.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. That's number one.
You know what? I actually haven't had that much alcohol today.
Well, stop being a bitch. Let's drink some. Come on.
Drink this, you know, bitch.
Life of Jerk. Life of Dilly Dilly. Life of Jerk. Woo! Yeah! Let's go. Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Holy fuck, Adam.
Woo! I believe Saturdays are for the boys.
Another one.
It's a fucking shit show out here, man.
Chug.
A lot of chugging involved in the St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
How fucking doing?
Where the fuck is my daughter? I want my daughter. Where is she?
This actually is roofied, so.
Hamilton.
Wow. Hamilton. I love Hamilton.
Really?
No, it's shit.
I'm from Hamilton.
Hey, I'm from Sarnia. It's worse.
Fuck Sarnia. Sarnia is a dump.
You make the dankest videos. I love it.
Am I allowed to swear on this program?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, fuck. Fuck. Cock. Shit. Cunt.
It's fucking Laurier.
Senior YouTube is lit. Get fucked up.
Get fucked up.
Get fucked. Get fucking fucked.
I've had a couple of beers.
SST.
This may be a good point in the show to point out that this is the future of humanity. That's right. These kids right here, this is it. The children are our future. Do something and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty that's inside, etc., and so forth.
It's a condom.
Everything you can say.
That's my first advice. Alcohol. Yeah. Vodka. A lot of vodka.
Drink vodka.
A lot of booze and be with all your friends. Yeah. Just get fucked up.
Laurier all the way. Fuck Queens. Fuck all universities. Laurier is the best, okay?
Fuck Queens. Fuck Queens. Fuck all of it.
That's right. Fuck Queens. I guess that's the rival. They're rivals in tomfoolery.
Goddamn schools.
Fuck Ryerson. Anyway. What the fuck is a Ryerson, bro? Fucking go. No.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Woo!
Captain Morgan.
Holy.
Don't take any fentanyl. Honestly, just get super fucked up and go on Tinder and like find all the bitches that are like down to fuck.
It's lit as fuck. There's probably like 35,000 people here. Yo. How lit is it here on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's too lit.
Too lit?
If we're being honest.
We are being honest, actually. How fucked up are you right now?
I've had like 12,000 shots of vodka.
Get fucking lit!
It's lit. I see that's one of the words of the day for the youths.
Cameron, and you'll have fun!
Get, bitch.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how fucking cooked are you right now?
Fucking lit.
Seven.
That's it. What about you?
I'm going to 10, but I'm going to be a 15 by tonight.
Like, I'm feeling good. Probably like a 7. Oh, 9.3 out of 10.
9.3. I'm feeling good. 9.3 out of 10.
Oh, but a fucking 19 out of fucking 2, buddy.
Oh, yeah! Fucking fuckaroony McFuck.
Man, I'm just grinding it up right now. I'm about a 5, but I'm planning to get more fucked up real soon.
How far are you going to go, say, like 12, 13? What do you think?
I'm going to give it my all, man. I'm going to try and peak the 10 number.
You got to start in the morning. Second, you gotta come to Ezra Street.
This dude find every fucking black person in Canada? It seems excessive. Not to the risk of sounding racist. Seems like an excessive amount of black people at this Canadian university. A.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how fuckeroonied are you right now?
13.
Completely
fuck.
13. 13
out of 10.
Yeah. Turn and a half or what?
Turn and a half.
I know the answer. Woo!
Pretty fucked. Pretty fucked.
I'm very fucked up right now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how fucked up are you right now, buddy?
Oh, I'm at like a 4. I was doing calculus prior to this because I got a test Monday, so.
Oh, calculus. What the fuck, man? St. Patrick's Day.
Engineering's brutal.
Honestly, I can get way more fucked up. You think this is fucked up?
I'm going to agree with like 7 or 8.
I'm fucking 6.5, probably.
Want to be a 7?
Yeah, I want to be a 7.
Can you imagine being in that crowd and not being fucked up? How annoying that would be.
Okay, I'm being
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably at an 8 right now.
8.5.
2 out of 10. At least a 2 out of 10.
3. 7.5? 7.5.
You guys are like coordinated all 7.5.
Yes.
We can't, you can't like, ditch your girls, right? You can't.
Get drunk as shit!
We can't say that! We can't say that on live television!
Quite fucked. Probably like a 10 out of 10.
A lot of those bitches are hot. Oh yeah, I imagine a lot of people were getting laid that day.
10.
10.
It's a 12.
A 9.
You know what? Like, fucker eating the pussy, right?
10 out of 10, baby. Don't trust me from me on the gram. That's WADDELL.
Nobody's gonna follow you, bro. But how fucked up are you, though?
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
It's probably like a 7, but like. Blake, I'm gonna go fucking 12 or 13 right now.
That's the plan, eh?
That's the plan.
Fucking right tune, bud.
Who are you talking?
So there you go. That's so like 24 more minutes of that. If you want to check it out, stars Life of Jack on YouTube. It's fucking lit, eh? On a scale of 1 to 10, how fucking lit are you, eh? I'm about to be a fucking 11. A boot. A boot would be a fucking 11, eh? Fucked up. Fucking play some hockey. Motherfucker with a hockey stick. So there you go. Drunk People, 2018. Go check out that documentary. It's just basically just a lot of clips of drunk people. But, I mean, if you put enough of them together, well, you have a documentary. There you go. That's what YouTube's all about. Bitch. Do something like that. Well, I can't do it on St. Patrick's Day. That was yesterday. That's why today is the day after St. Patrick's Day special. The Stoner Jesus Show. Check us out, Stoner Jesus. .net. It's awesome. Coming up, got a little health and beauty tips. That's right, you need some. The Hot Broad, also some Harry Potter news, apparently. And the YouTube guy who allegedly fucked his cat. All of that is coming up on the Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 2, verse 23. We're live on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Got to turn that shit up yet again. Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Stern and Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 23. We're live the day after St. Patrick's Day, the day after St. Patrick's Day special. Live on Twitter and Periscope, at Stern and Jesus 420. All information on the show, past episodes, social media links, and more. Sponsor banners can all be found at stonerjesus.net. That's stonerjesus.net. Check that shit out. Now, I normally don't do this. It's a big thing, especially on YouTube. Health and beauty tips. Some people are they're searching Periscope and YouTube and Vimeo and Twitch and all these different places. They're craving to know what to do with their dumb face or their stupid hair, their dumb, stupid arms, or their fat, ugly feet, or whatever. Whatever it is. Decided maybe some health and beauty tips might help. So that's where we'll start. In this segment, some hot-ass hair tips from actress Bella Thorne.
Paparazzi randomly got me in Miami on the beach. Okay, so when I was younger and we used to go to the islands, my mom and my dad used to pour beer in my hair because I'm a natural blonde, and it lightens it really nicely. It's also actually, they say, really good for your hair. Which is kind of...
They say it's really good for your hair. You know what's good for your hair? That they say? Jizz. Lots of jizz right in the hair. They say it's good for you.
An odd thing to, like, comprehend a little bit, in a sense. And so, yeah, they did it to me when I was younger. I don't like dyeing my hair, And I don't like using chemicals. Anytime I do import color, it's usually like, you know, a manic panic or something that isn't actually bleach or something that's not going to ruin my hair. That's why I always wear wigs. To protect my hair. Yeah, so that was a nice way to lighten it for my next movie. It's got to be a little bit blonder. And so I didn't want to save me a trip to the salon and also strengthen my hair a little bit.
Bella Thorne spilling her beer beauty hack and hair secrets to E.T. at the opening of MCM's global flagship store in L.A.
All right, one more time.
She stepped out twinning with her man, Maude's son.
That's her dude? Looks like he's 55. Oh, maybe. That's a little unfair. Maybe 45. Maybe. Good for him. She's hot as fuck.
And spilled on fashion regrets.
Well, her hair must smell like beer. It's not cool.
The fashion trend again. Is there one trend you would never return to? Any regrets you've had in the past?
Oh, really big, thick, chunky necklaces. I saw my tag photos the other day on Instagram, and I think when I was 14, big, huge, chunky necklaces was a big thing. And, you know, I realized I just like the dainty, you know. I like the dainty, and I like some chunkier pieces, but, like, more...
You seem to like the snack a lot. What?
Yeah.
So what's she saying? My big Flavor Flav clock replica necklace isn't cool anymore? Fuck that. I don't buy that for a second. Shit's dope. This next story is about, and you've been seeing a lot of these jokes on Twitter, and they'll mention it in the video. Apparently, J.K. Rowling's been a little bit forthcoming about Dumbledore and his sexual past. Even though, I guess people were interested. I have no idea. I haven't been keeping up with Harry Potter as of late. I missed everything. I kind of like, sometime around the fifth movie, I kind of just bowed out. I was done. Apparently, there's some hardcore shit going on. Check it out.
J.K. Rowling has Harry Potter fans going nuts, but nope, it's not what you think.
Yeah, 12 years.
Dumbledore apparently was sucking nuts. Huh? Come on, am I right?
After the last Harry Potter book published, the author dropped a new nugget about Professor Dumbledore that has fans in...
Dropped a nugget, teabag style.
In a frenzy. Rowling, who previously confirmed Dumbledore is gay, gave fans a deeper look at his romance with fellow wizard Gellert Grindelwald.
In a special feature for the upcoming Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald,
Rim job.
Ray, Rowling says there was a, quote, sexual dimension to their relationship.
That is some tea. She added their relationship was incredibly intense, it was passionate, and it was a love relationship. But as happens in any relationship, gay or straight or whatever label we want to put on it, one never knows really what the other person is feeling. You can't know, you can believe you know.
What Mr. Scamander fears above everything else is...
having to work in an office, sir.
Now we have to wonder if J.K. gave that insight to Jude Law, who plays young Dumbledore. He told E.T. that to prep for the role, he spent a day with the author.
I sat in a room for an afternoon with J.K. Rowling, and I listened to her extraordinary words of wisdom, and she was kind enough to share with me the whole backstory and her future hopes for this young character of Dumbledore, and really that set me on the path.
Gay orgies.
I just did what the writer said.
This isn't the first time that Rowling's dished on Dumbledore's sexuality.
Heard the next movie is going to be like a Eyes Wide Shut like type of scenario. Because that was so well the first time.
In 2007, she confessed in a Q&A session with Harry Potter fans that he was gay, and Dumbledore's love for Grindelwald became his, quote, great tragedy.
The bombshell was met with mixed reactions, of course. Here's how the Twitterverse responded to Rowling's controversial comments. Quote, J.K. Rowling just said, my parents have been in an open marriage this whole time. Sad face.
One user tweeted, nobody. J.K. Rowling, Hogwarts was super diverse, exceptionally gay, extremely homoerotic, and there were a ton of black and Jewish kids too. I just didn't write about any of them, but they were there, trust me. Somebody, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
I just think these are some crazy tweets. They're really good.
Are they that good? That's another thing that's sweeping Twitter, the nobody joke format. Twitter is very joke formatty. I don't know. I'm not going to go into some big spiel about how Twitter's not what it used to be, but It's not what it used to be.
Another user seemingly poked fun at the latest college admission scandal, writing this: wake me when J.K. Rowling admits that Harry Potter's rich-ass parents bought his way into Hogwarts by magic shopping his head onto a Quidditch player.
Harry Potter doesn't... his fucking parents are dead, you asshole. You inconsiderate piece of shit. Harry Potter's parents are dead. They couldn't buy his way into college. Fuck you, man. How dare you besmirch the name of Harry Potter's dead fucking parents. Don't you know anything about the stories? Damn you people.
That's kind of awesome. Props to that Twitter user. E.T. sat down with the cast of the flick in July, and they dished on how Jude's Dumbledore is different than the Dumbledore we came to know and love in the previous Harry Potter films. Check this out.
Jude, you joining the cast? The young Dumbledore. How is that?
Yeah, very young. Young Dumbledore.
Yeah, young.
Very young.
We like in this cast to say hot Dumbledore.
Yeah, we heard hot Dumbledore. Oh, sexy Dumbledore.
Oh, sexy.
Delicious Dumbledore. Which is an alliteration, which makes it a little better.
Yeah.
Delicious Dumbledore.
Dumbalicious.
How would you...
ooh, these people sound annoying. Just a little 20 seconds. It's like,
It's
sorry,
it's, you know,
we like to mock him.
Slash
compliment him.
He's a little younger.
He's a little hotter.
Was in the Harry Potter series. He's still mischievous and he... can be manipulated.
Oh, God. It's a good thing these people are fed lines, man, and, like, have scripts and shit. Holy crap. Just, he's... I don't know. Speaking of people who probably need scripts, apparently this Shane Dawson dude, he's a big YouTuber. I saw some tweets. One of them they referenced in this video, some allusion to there being a controversy over him fucking cats. I don't know. I don't know what I can really add to that, but well, here, watch this anyway.
I laid the cat down on her back, and then I moved her little chicken legs, like, you know, spread open or whatever. And I was like, if I just, like, hump, but, like, on her tummy, like, that's not weird. Like, whatever.
Shane Dawson is apologizing for what he said and maybe even allegedly did. It's so disturbing, we're choosing not to share it with you. This clip is from a 2015 episode of his podcast. Shane goes on to describe a sexual encounter with his cat. Now that the clip has resurfaced, Shane's denying what he said was true.
Oh my God, this is so cute. Rylan, come see what daddy made.
This is a nice place to, like, think about your issues.
In a flurry of tweets, the YouTuber explained himself. He starts off by saying in part, quote, "I did not blank my cat. I've never done anything weird with my cats." He continued to say, quote, "I've learned my lesson over and over again, and I'm more confident now in my ability to be entertaining by just being myself and not being so shocking for laughs." Shane says he made the whole thing up, calling the move disgusting and very, very dumb. Well, Shane has reportedly run into similar situations, constantly having to apologize for making jokes about everything from pedophilia to blackface.
This is a story all about how my life got twisted upside down.
Shane says he's now a far cry from the type of person he used to be who made videos like these almost a decade ago.
These past few days, there's been a lot going on Twitter and Tumblr and a lot of other places that my mom doesn't know how to find. And basically saying that I am racist. First of all, I'm not racist. This video is me apologizing because I understand why some people think that.
For InsideEdition.com, I'm Stephanie Officer.
So there you go. He vehemently denies fucking his cat. That's not a great thing to have out there. It's not, it's not. There'll always be a certain segment of the population that associates him with cat fucking. And that's unfortunate. Hopefully there's a certain amount of people out there that will associate me forever with this dope ass St. Patrick's Day hat. But if not, well, because it's my, my burden to bear, if you will. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show, our Day After St. Patrick's Day special. It's awesome. You're awesome. Go to stonerjesus.net. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net, the Stoner Jesus Show. My social media is there. Check me out on Marijuana Times. The High Noon Hemp Show as well on Facebook. Check it all out. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. Of course, liking and sharing, commenting, retweeting on Twitter, leaving the hearts on Periscope, all that shit. Happy belated St. Patrick's Day wishes. See you next time. Thanks for watching. As always, peace, bitches.